Time to bring in Mike Kazi and take a look at sports. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Is it raining down there?
Not yet.
It's been raining off and on here since last night, as a matter of fact. So.
Nah, it hasn't rained much here at all.
All right. I guess we can start off with our football picks. The Bears against the Seahawks, and the Bears won.
Yep.
That gives us each a win, right?
Yep. You're, what are you here? 6-4-1, and I'm 7-4.
I came back from a terrible start. What was I, 0-3 the first week?
Something like that. Yeah, you won 4 games this weekend.
It's the NFL. It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. All right. On to baseball. I mean, gosh, the Mets, they club Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia's having trouble, but the Mets really are on a hot streak at the end of the season.
They're playing good ball. They're the best team in New York. They got themselves to within 10 games of 500. Unfortunately, there's only 12 left. But, yeah, they're playing good. A great statistic for Wheeler. He had, 150 starts, and he only went past 7 innings, 11 times. And now in, his last 14 starts, he went deep 7 deep at least 11 times. So he's really transformed himself into a good pitcher. My opinion, the second-best pitcher on the Mets, which is not a bad position to be when the first one's DeGrom. And he's definitely a keeper. And, you know, during June, everybody was yelling to get rid of this guy. And, you know, he came with a lot of promise. And you're starting to see it now. So I think this is his second year back after Tommy John surgery when you can get back to your old ways. And he's definitely a keeper. He's somebody you can keep in your organization and build around. And with him and DeGrom, it gives you a really, really solid 1-2 punch. The other two starters, they would definitely be my trading chips this fall. I would definitely say adios to Mr. Matz and Mr. Syndergaard and get me a few players. And the Mets' young players are producing throughout the lineup. You get yourself a couple of veteran free agents, a couple more positional players with those pitchers that you can trade and get something for, and the Mets can turn themselves around rather quickly. But it's up to management to do the right thing now, and the way the Mets go, like I said years ago, the worst thing to ever happen to the Mets was going to the World Series because they did it with smoke and mirrors. The Mets can't stand pat on what they have now, saying, oh, look how well we played since August 1st. You can't do that. Yeah. They're not that good a team. They've improved themselves, yes, but they're by no means a contender with what they have. They need to make moves. If they don't, the record you're looking at now is probably the record you're going to see next year.
All right. In football, how about this? Bill Belichick is out on a reconstruction project. The New England Patriots traded with Cleveland. Pro Bowl receiver Josh Gordon has been traded to New England. Why? Well, he had been put on waivers because he's been showing up late at the facility, and they reached a point where they just didn't want to deal with it. So Bill Belichick will take on that project.
The Patriots aren't as strong as they used to be. That's evident. They're thinking this guy Brown's going to turn himself around and play well for the Patriots. I think it's 50-50 at best. Yeah. He's taken a shot with it. This guy's been nothing but trouble when he's been with the Browns. A leopard doesn't change its spots. He's trying to jump start his team, who got manhandled this weekend by Jacksonville. You could see their offense isn't what it used to be. And they think maybe the change in this guy's location is going to help a lot of things. It may or it may not. Like I said, I think it's 50-50 at best.
All right. Where do you want to go in sports?
Got another crybaby on the Steelers, Antonio Brown. Trade me. Okay, I'll trade you. How about we trade you to the Arizona Cardinals? How about that?
Is he a running back or receiver?
Oh, he's their big receiver. Huh. And I'll trade you to the Arizona Cardinals for maybe a second-round pick. This way you can go to the desert and die like an old dog does and, you know, see you later. I would definitely oblige him because you can't give in to these players. just like the clown that quit at halftime up in Buffalo the other day. You get your equipment manager, you get all of his stuff, you throw it in a hefty bag, you leave it outside the locker room, and you say goodbye. You don't even let him in the locker room. Here you go, take your stuff, keep your uniform, get in your car and go home. See you later. Mm-hmm. That's what the NFL has to do. They have to stop kowtowing to these prima donnas and get rid of them. You're bigger than the team, so long, goodbye. Like I heard some old-time coaches and players talking about that clown in Buffalo yesterday. He says, you don't quit on a team. You just don't do it. And this guy did it. Like I said, get your stuff, get out, and no other NFL team should pick him up. Nobody wants a quitter.
All right. So where do you want to go from here in sports? Anything else?
A big series starting tonight. The Yankees play Boston. Not so much for first place. That's gone. That's locked up. But the Yankees are in a dogfight with the A's to see who hosts that home game. And believe me, if this game's in Oakland, the Yankees have no chance to win. If it's at Yankee Stadium, they might have a chance. But out in Oakland, they're not going to have a chance. So Boston comes to New York, plays the Yankees a few games, and right now, at the same time, the A's will be playing the Angels. So two pretty good series that probably will determine who's going to host that home play-in baloney game. So, and, you know, the Yankee fans can't say, oh, we should only have one wild card. Well, you're in a situation right now, if you have one wild card, you might not make it. So just be grateful there's two and roll the dice with it. So a big, big series coming up for the Yankees this weekend, this week, starting tonight. And tonight, the Yankees' best pitcher's on the hill. J.A. Happ is facing off against Eovaldi. And if J.A. Happ doesn't win tonight, it might not be pretty for Yankee fans this week.
All right. I know you're hoping for that, so we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Oh, of course I am.
We'll speak to you tomorrow morning, see how happy you are.
We'll see. If they lose, it don't matter. I still got to pay the mortgage in 2 weeks.
That's right. Okay, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Gossie with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.